So let's talk about your ability to lead, right? So there's a great leader and, basically a person that made great success in their life that his name is John Maxwell, right? So you may or may not heard of his teachings. You may have or have not heard of his books. But again, when it comes down to it, he developed the laws of the lid, right? So basically what that is your platform, meaning your ability to lead determines how well you will succeed in life, right? Now, how well we succeed and how well we lead is based upon how much we continuously grow and improve ourselves every single day. Now, the best thing that has ever been told to me is to spend more time bettering myself than I am trying to better my current situation, meaning I'm not stressing on actually, building and bettering like somebody else's. Like if I have a daily job, then I'm not worried about, like so much stressing on that particular instance. I'm constantly trying to better myself, right? Because the more you better yourself, the more you're going to get better. The more you're going to grow. You're going to have more opportunities. When you look back, you're going to have more potential, and the more worth you have, the more you will get paid. Right, the more you will get paid from the world, not necessarily from one or two or three different employers at one time, but you will get paid more because the more you're worth, the more your sense of worth, and the more your sense of ability is, then the more you have, right? The more you have. So your ability to lead determines how well you will succeed. Now, this story, as I'm talking about John Maxwell, right? The story he tells is kind of like basically a 4-day thing. He's basically talking about God developing, four different things, right? So basically the dog, the monkey, the cow, and the human, right? So think about this. And I want you to think about this with me as I talk about it, because again, it's really gonna sink in so much as far as like if you can look back at your life and think about it right now, right? So on day one, God developed the dog. He created the dog. He said, okay, I'm going to give you 20 years of life, and your job is to sit on the porch and, basically bark at everybody who goes by and make sure you protect everything. And the dog says, 20 years to do that? That's kind of a boring, it's kind of a little too long to be doing that. How about I do it for 10 years and I give you 10 years back, right? God said, okay, yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah, we'll give you 10 years and I'll take 10 years back. So on the day two, God creates the monkey. And he tells the monkey, he says, look, all you have to do is do monkey tricks. You got to entertain people and, just go around and making people happy. I'm going to give you 20 years and then, you can do that. And then the monkey says, well, that's kind of a boring thing. All I have to do is, all I'm going to be doing is entertaining and doing tricks for 20 years. He said, how about I'll give you 10 years back and I'll do that for 10 years. God said, okay. Okay. That's fine. So on the third day, God created the cow. And God told the cow, he said, okay, so you're going to go out in the hot field and you're going to graze the hot field. You're going to basically have calves. You're going to give milk. You're going to do that for 60 years. We're going to give you 60 years. You're going to do that. And then at those 60 years, that's your task, right? You're going to go out and you're basically going to graze the field. You're going to go back and you're going to make sure you give the milk and you're going to have calves and you're going to keep growing and getting, and going through your life. And the calf said, or the cow said, that's sort of rough. That's sort of a rough, hot life that you want me to do for 60 years. How about I give you 40 of those years back, and I'll keep 20. God said, okay, well, fine. That sounds like a good deal. So on the fourth day, God creates a human, right? And he says, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to let you eat, sleep, play, and have fun and enjoy life for 20 years. That's all you have to do for 20 years. And then the human says, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, hold on. For 20 years, that's all I get? 20 years? That's all I get. He said, how about I take the 10 years that you, the monkey gave you back, the 10 years the dog gave you back, the 40 years that the cow gave you, and then that way I have all these other years that I can add to that, and you know, I can have a longer life. And God said, yeah, that sounds fair. You know, it all kind of equals out, and yeah, it sounds fair. And so now, if you look at that, that's why we go through life in our first 20 years of life. We eat, we sleep, we enjoy life. The next 40 years of life, we're basically out in the hot field. We're basically working. We're trying to, you know, make a living for our family. We're all stressing. We're doing everything. We're running around. We're working hard. Then the next 10 years of our life, we're doing monkey tricks for the grand, you know, our grandkids, trying to make them happy. And the last 10 years of our life, we're sitting on the porch barking at everything that goes by. Now, this sounds like, you know, a story that is, you know, obviously not true, but it brings perspective to the lifespan of us, right, as human beings, and how we evolve and how we go through things and how we basically, you know, if you think about your life and you think about, okay, well, this could relate to me, this couldn't, you know, maybe this does. It's a metaphor for, this is basically a start of opening your eyes to say, hey, your ability to lead is based upon your ability to succeed is based upon your ability to lead. And that's as simple as that. Now, the law of, there's like five laws when it comes to the, you know, having a proper lid, and you can't necessarily, I'm actually going to break down the lid theory on this actual podcast, but what I want to do is talk about, if you're at a certain level, right, just think about it, if you're at a certain level, and that means everybody up under you can no longer be above you, right? So let's just say you're at a level five, right? Let's just say you're somewhere at a level five in your life, right? And then the people up under you are either going to be ones, twos, threes, and fours. They're not going to be a five, right? Because they're learning from you. Now, if you are continuing to learn and get better each and every day, then next year you're a six, then you're going to have four, five, or you're going to have one, twos, three, fours, and fives, right? Because you have actually elevated your level. You elevated your lid, right? You're where you can go. Now, if you keep growing and keep getting better and keep getting better, then the next year you're a seven. And then the people up under you, the people that you're teaching, you're mentoring, you're going through, they are, again, can be ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes, right? So you kind of get the drift of continuous improvement, and your ability to lead will give you an ultimately better life, right? And a lot of people think this all reverts around money, but it does not revert around money. Money is just a tool, right? Money is just a tool that we have that we can use to help us grow and get better. So think about what you can do if, you know, like the old saying is, knowledge is power. Okay, so knowledge is power, great, that's fine. But a lot of people mistake that as in, they need to be stingy with that knowledge, right? They don't need to be as giving with that knowledge. Well, again, when it breaks down to this, you can know something. You could be an absolute expert on something, right? And if you teach that person, the next person down below that you think is going to be just as good as you, they're only going to be a fraction bit small, like a little bit lower than where you are, right? Because they can't be you, right? Now, that's not to say that person can't take and learn something from somebody else and be actually surpass you. But again, that rolls around to a whole different theory, right? If you're building a business and you have a business and you have a bunch of people work up under you, those people generally are going to be a step or tier below you. And that's just a general thought pattern of, again, your success revolves around how great of a leader you are, right? So your ability to lead will ultimately determine how far you will go with your success, right? And it's just as simple as that. So continuously growing and getting better, whether it be like for me, for instance, in my journey, right? I mean, from where I was an electrical engineer to learning websites, to learning SEO, to learning Facebook ads, to learning chatbots, to, you know, learning how to do funnels for people, sales funnels, how to do, then to get into sales myself, because again, I'm basically doing biz dev now. So then creating businesses myself and growing and having several different businesses running myself and actually keeping track of those. Now, some of the things that I've done in my past helped me do that, right? I used to run multi-million dollar projects when I was an electrical engineer. So that helped me structure things a proper way so that I could keep track of them, right? That ultimately helped me guide and help me with biz dev. I actually enjoy biz dev because it is something that is more structured, right? But again, that's something that I enjoy. You may not enjoy that part, right? But again, in my atmosphere, if I have not grown, and I still to this day invest in myself more than I invest in anything else. So when you think about it, investing in yourself and growing and like really spending more time trying to better yourself than you do to worry about like entertainment or basically, you know, some other means that doesn't seem to have any kind of benefit to take you a step forward in life, then ultimately you're just wasting time. And if you're not stepping forward, you're standing still, you're falling behind. So with business and with everything you're doing, right? With, I don't care if you're just trying to better yourself or you're trying to grow your business or you're trying to literally just, you know, whatever your goal is, you have to continuously strive to get better. And you don't have to be perfect when you start. You don't have to be perfect when you're doing in any stage of it. Do you have to be perfect? Nobody is saying that. But you have to start. You have to take action. You have to do the task that is put in front of you to make sure that you succeed. And success may be just doing the task. It may not be absolutely winning at the task right now. It may be your turn to just learn the task, learn how to do the task so you can perfect it the very next time. Because it depends on where you're at in the learning process, right? I've learned this the hard way. I literally thought I was like the boss when I came out and started doing stuff, and I literally got schooled so badly. So this is why I say these things and talk the way I talk in these podcasts, because I want to give you the proper guidance on how to think about things and how to think about break down the structure of how you should approach it, right? I can only give you the thought patterns that I would give myself if I could go back 20 years, right? So if I could go back 20 years, I would give myself the same advice and I would sit here and say, look, you need to focus on you every single day. You need to better yourself every single day. Doesn't matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't matter which day of the week it is. Every single day, you need to better yourself. I don't care if it's your birthday. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care if it's a holiday. I don't care if it's some day that does, if you don't feel good, if you just wake up, you're tired. You need to better yourself in some form every single day. It doesn't have to be a big stretch. It doesn't have to say, oh, I'm literally like taking 12 hours out of my day to do certain things. You could literally take 12 minutes to better yourself every single day. It doesn't matter. As long as you step forward every single day and you better yourself, that will guide you to a better platform and a better means to doing what you're doing, what you're meant to do in your life. You may not even know what you're meant to do in your life until you start this process, right? So this is really why I wanted to start off with things that John Maxwell has talked about, because again, when it rolls down to it, I mean, it really is points that when you break down understanding the way continuous improvement is and the way growth should be, right? So people ask me all the time, so if I know SEO so well, then why do I constantly stay in the SEO, this elite group of SEO people that I'm in? Why do I pay to remain in that group? Is because we all work together and we all help each other, and it's like a mastermind of people that work together and we know when something shifts, we know when something happens, and we can help each other. That's continuously improving, because you're investing in yourself and you're continuously trying to grow after something. The same with chatbots, the same with Facebook ads, the same with people that I talk to daily that literally are multimillionaires that will tell you on how they do things, and you can literally take their perspective and, you know, understand it, and then don't actually, like, everybody's different when it comes to marketing, everybody's different when it comes to biz dev, everybody's different when it comes to life. So take their perspectives and understand those perspectives and just grow from them, right? Use them, write them down on a board. Again, you know my number one theory is write all your list, literally, write what your top, like if you don't have a list of things to do, like if you don't have a list of tasks that are your goals, if you don't have a list of goals that you should be aiming for, then you need to stop right now, literally go to Walmart or go somewhere, buy a dry erase board, put it somewhere where you can see it every day when you walk out. Like literally mine is on the garage door, like the door going to my garage, so I cannot go to my car without seeing my list, right? And then I know exactly what my list is so that I know what's important to me. I know what my task is. I know what I should be doing. I know what my next focus point is. I know what, when I get this done, this is next, right? And you literally make a list of everything, and then you take the top five things that are absolutely the top tier things that need to be handled, or that you think are the most important to your growth, success, or whatever it may be, and you literally start knocking them out one by one. You literally go through it one by one and get them done, and then chalk them off, and then rise another one up. Top five, always top five, top five, top five. Repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. It's simple. Continuously growing will help you gain your leadership in this world. And some people say, I've had this asked to me too when I've said this. Well, where do I start? Like, I don't know, you know, I know what to do, I know this and that, but who do I lead? So who can I lead? Start leading yourself. Start leading yourself. Like that's the number one person you should be leading in to get any kind of experience with it. If you cannot lead yourself, then you cannot lead others. And then you master leading yourself, and then you can help others and start leading others. And this is not a dictatorship. This is not something you pass down and say, you do this because I said do it. This is something you do as a leader. You show people how to do stuff. You help them do stuff. And then they want to consciously be part of what you're doing. That is what a leader is. They care. They care about what's going on. Right? If you've ever been in one of those situations where, you know, when you've had a boss or something and you just couldn't stand your boss. But it's because he's a boss. He's not a leader. If he were a leader, then the fact of you would enjoy getting a task, or you would enjoy working with him on something or a task or whatever the case may be. And I know you felt this sometime in your life. You have felt this, even if you may be feeling this right now. The point of it is, it's continuously growing, right? So, and again, I don't just stop there. Like literally, so far this year, I've invested in so much training for myself. And I do this every single year. Every single year, I'm constantly getting better. Every single year, I'm constantly growing. If I'm not growing, I feel like I'm standing still, and it would drive me absolutely crazy. It does. It drives me absolutely crazy. So I'm going to ClickFunnels this year. I'm going to ClickFunnels Live. I want to literally just embrace the situation, go there, see what's available, see what's, I mean, there, and just really meet people and really kind of go in and learn. Learn, implement, and help people. You never know when you can walk in a situation and you can be helpful with somebody that may actually change your life. So that's why you do stuff like that, right? Too. And again, I'm part of these elite groups that are masterminds that have this knowledge that come together and just help each other. And we literally do. We literally come out, and if you would see the conversations, it's like we literally get excited when somebody else is winning and making $250,000. Sale or something like that, or millions of dollars in their business. We literally hold, like, that's like it feels like all of us are winning because all of us had a piece in that. Now, all of this started from a thought. Like, that's literally, I'm telling you my story, but all that started from a single thought. So if a single thought from a single person can guide me as a person through my life in a short period of time, within like 7 years, to where I'm at now, surely if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's just a matter of every single day making sure you put time into bettering yourself. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. I don't care if it's 10 minutes. I don't care if it's 3 hours. I don't care if it's 5 hours. I do highly, highly suggest that you meter it so that you don't get burnt out. But if you're really, really excited about something, then, you know, take it in and understand it. Don't just run through it as quick as possible. Do not just like rush through it and be like, okay, well, I just consumed all the content. Watch it again. How many times have you watched a movie and you've seen something different the second time you watched it? Right? I know I have. I've watched a movie and been like, oh, that's a cool movie. But then like literally like two months later or a month later or something, I'll watch it again. I'll be like, I did not see that before. Was that in there before? You know, but sometimes I think it's me because obviously I don't watch that much TV. I don't watch that much movies. I mean, I really do stay like wrapped up in, you know, building everything that I'm doing in my infrastructure. I completely enjoy helping people and being around people and talking with people, because to me, when I see somebody else succeed, that is my movie, right? That is my little moment where I taught them how to do something, or I showed them how to do something, and they succeeded at what they were trying to do. And that moment right there is so fulfilling. And I wish that everybody, I do, sometime in your life, I really do wish that you feel that. Because everybody chases this money dream, and everybody chases, don't get me wrong, money's great. I have nothing at all against money. But money is just a tool. It's just going to be a tool you can use. Now, this sense of fulfillment and the sense of like helping others is something completely different. And again, you're going to know that, and you're going to grow. And as you start growing, you get better. You're going to want to help people. And you don't truly know something until you can teach it to somebody else. So that falls back to your ability to lead will determine how well you will succeed. So I really do hope you got something out of today. I just wanted to really, honestly, it was just kind of late at night. I just thought that I needed to really get this off my chest and really talk about this, because it's so helpful. And I think that, you know, if this really embraces and touches one person and helps that one person that really needed this conversation, like really needed to hear this right now, if that is what it took, if that's what the goal was, then this was all worth it. Like this podcast, I'm just trying to help in another medium that I possibly can. Everybody knows I have a YouTube. I have two YouTube channels. I have, you know, several, 10 websites. I have, a few different, Facebook groups, Facebook pages. I mean, and I do everything I possibly can to try to reach people at different mediums. And some people like podcasts, because it's me talking to you. It's me telling my story. It's me delivering what I know to you in a different form. And feel free to reach out to me any given time, because again, I'm a person that enjoys helping people. So with all that said, I really do appreciate you guys' support, and we'll see you on the next one. So I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next one.